Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Keita Spock is here. Keita is a great member, 8-year member of our Brain Trust, and coming up on 9 years. She's the one of our Canadian friends and a happiness expert. She helps us get centered in our lives when she joins us. She's the author of Tipping Point to Happiness, also The Simple Life. We could all use a little more of that simplicity, couldn't we, folks? She's our good friend, Keita Spock. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim. Good to be here.
It's wonderful to have you back on the show. Keita, yeah. Help us. We need to get centered. We need to let some pressure off. We need to find some peace. We need to find some quiet. We need to be a little less critical of ourselves. We need to learn how to count our blessings a little bit more. That's a tall order. How do we do it?
Okay. I think the number one thing to do is whatever you have going on this holiday season. You've got friends coming in, maybe family members. You've got to take a long trip. You've got to juggle some schedule because you've got 2 or 3 kids along with closing down your business. The biggest thing that you can do for yourself right now is to accept your reality. And by that, I don't mean lying down and being passive. What I mean by that is being aware that this is the life you are now living. Mm-hmm. And when you accept that, instead of fighting or resisting, you know, oh, gee, you know, Uncle Joe's coming in and I always have such difficulty with him. What am I going to do? Instead of resisting what is actually going to be happening during the holidays, accept that reality and then flow with it. In other words, be a little bit more flexible in what may or may not happen.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you psychologically accept, okay, he's coming to town. Okay, so he's coming to town. Let's make the best of it. As soon as you say that to yourself, there's a whole measure of stress and anger or frustration that melts away.
Mm-hmm.
Because you lose the resistance that you've built up in your body and in your mind to something that you're not exactly satisfied with.
Do you ever think about paradoxes? I was taught how to value paradoxes a long time ago. One of our Brain Trust members, Kelly Oldweiler, wrote a book about it, and I learned a lot from her about this. Almost everything in your life, you can think of it as a pendulum swing, from the you know, straight down plumb bob middle. It swings left. It swings right. One side is Uncle Bob, the annoying uncle that drives us nuts, but the other side of the pendulum swing is the fact that he's my mother's last surviving brother, and there's value in that. Yeah, he's this way, but he's also this. You know what I mean? Yeah, my business is driving me crazy. I'm so crazy with my what blah 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 whatever. But you know what? The other side of the pendulum swing is it's my business. Yes, there are problems on one side, but the other side is my. To me, that's the way I think about recognizing blessings. Is sometimes we focus on the negative side of the paradox when there's two sides to it. What do you think?
I think so. I think it's really well put. It's a question, and if you speak of the pendulum further, Jim, if you find the pendulum is swinging erratically from the left to the right, then what you're trying to do actually is bring it back to the center a bit. And balance.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can acknowledge the fact that you might be irritated here or impatient there. But you can also, as you've said, acknowledge the value of the presence of that person or that situation in your life. Because there's bound to be something that that person or situation is teaching you,
mm-hmm.
no matter how obnoxious they might be.
Well, it can't be a paradox if it's not moving back and forth. If it's not, as I said, it's just a plumb bob. It's just hanging there. If it's not moving, and so by definition, it's going to go to the from the good to the bad and the bad to the good. And you have to balance both of those, right? I mean,
right.
Again,
Uncle Joe
may be my last surviving connection to my grandparents or to my mother or my father. And it could be like that. I mean, what have I missed that I could go find out? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing is, the fact that we're talking about this now and the fact that we're raising this awareness, if you can go into any situation this holiday season and be a little bit more aware and be a little bit more the observer instead of reacting to, in other words, causing that pendulum to swing way out one side,
mm-hmm.
if you then take in and say, okay, take a deep breath. We're coming in. We're all a host of relatives, a host of friends. I'm not so good in such a large crowd, and I might this, that, or the other. But the idea that you go in and you are aware of how you mm-hmm. may respond already gives you that kind of mastery.
I call it having a word with yourself. I have whenever I do, I'm sort of obsessive about this, Keita. If I'm old enough now, I've been through a lot of different scenarios, and I'm to the point where I can kind of anticipate if I'm in some kind of jeopardy, potential jeopardy, and I'll have a word with myself before I go in there, and I'll have little triggers for myself. You know, okay, if this happens, you know, this is what you do to keep you from doing something wrong.
Yeah, the other aspect to it is that we all have patterns, don't we? And we may react or respond to someone in the same way every time we
mm-hmm.
see him or her.
Mm-hmm.
And the big deal here again is self.
Yeah.
When you catch yourself, you can actually change the pattern of your talk. So if Aunt Gladys always says, because if you put on weight and you normally start getting impatient and say, well, you know, thanks a lot kind of thing, and then
right.
from there the conversation goes downhill. Instead of that, maybe you just ignore it and turn around and say, well, Aunt Gladys, you look great. I'm so glad you're here.
Well,
and
what I do,
when
people give me a cut like that, I say, isn't it great? Thank you. Isn't it great? Hold on to that thought, Keita. You know, sarcasm is a low form of wit, but it's so much fun. Keita Spock, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about rest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.